This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Department of Corrections identifying Christine Guerin Sandoval as the parole officer who was struck and killed by a suspect fleeing an arrest warrant service last Thursday. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez says her death is hitting local law enforcement members deeply.
Although parole officers have a different role in our community, they are keeping our community safe. And they wear the same, they're the same officers as those you see wearing the Colorado Springs Police Department uniform.
Officer Guerin Sandoval worked for the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office for about 12 years. She was awarded the 2018 Law Enforcement Officer of the Year Award. Two officers were hit in that crash that took place at the intersection of West Bijou and North Spruce Streets Thursday afternoon. That suspect, 41-year-old Justin Kula, is in custody and has an extensive criminal history in both Colorado Springs and Texas. Governor Polis joined Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobolade in sharing condolences for Christine's family over the weekend. Colorado Springs Police investigating a deadly motorcycle crash in northeast Colorado Springs. That crash happened late Friday in the area of Centennial and 30th. The motorcycle rider reportedly lost control and hit a curb. The rider was thrown from the bike and hit a tree. Investigators do believe that speed was a factor in this deadly crash. A woman is facing felony charges after a stabbing in El Paso County. The sheriff's office says deputies were called to the area of Breaking Dawn Street and Daystar Terrace late Friday night. They found one person injured with stab wounds when they arrived in the area. 36-year-old Danella Tafoya barricaded herself inside a home for a short time before surrendering. The sheriff's office is thanking the assistance they received from police in both Colorado Springs and Fountain for resolving the standoff.
A new controversial gun law went into effect yesterday. It requires a mandatory 3-day waiting period to buy a gun in Colorado. Opinions on the issue are split. Some people say it's a step forward in the fight against gun violence, while others say it infringes on their Second Amendment rights. The new law does have some exceptions for military members who plan on being deployed in the next 30 days. They're exempt, as are antique firearms and transfers of ownership. Tom Mauser, whose son was killed in the Columbine shooting, says it's an important step towards reducing violence.
I think the primary purpose behind this 3-day waiting period is to really reduce the risk of impulsive gun purchases that could lead to a suicide, the shooting of a spouse or a coworker, or even indeed a mass shooting.
But not everyone is convinced. Ted Collins is a Colorado Springs gun store owner. He says not only does it infringe on his Second Amendment rights, but he doesn't think it will even be effective at preventing violence.
If someone wants to do something harmful to themselves or someone else, they're going to do that, whether it's with a firearm or not. A 3-day waiting period doesn't do anything other than inconvenience the law-abiding citizen.
Gun retailers are liable to $500 fine if they are caught not following the waiting period. That goes up to a maximum of $5,000 for the second offense. Congressman Doug Lamborn says he voted for a 45-day government funding resolution over the weekend to avoid a shutdown that would hurt military families. The Colorado Springs congressman released a statement saying that continuing resolution approved Saturday would give House Republicans a chance to work on appropriations bill while reducing wasteful spending. He wants to see additional funding at the border and security and a debt reduction commission added to those final bills. Lamborn was the only Colorado Republican to vote in favor of the resolution. And testimony in the Joshua Johnson murder trial is expected to resume in Colorado Springs in a courtroom tomorrow. Day 3 of the testimony is in that case wrapped up on Friday, with 10 prosecution witnesses taking the stand. Among the witnesses was Johnson's mother, who testified that her son came home early on June 11th, that day that 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw was killed in the local Walgreens store. Johnson's mother said it was unusual for him to come home in the middle of a workday and that he left the home about 5 minutes after he arrived. Johnson is charged with first-degree murder in Whitelaw's death.
Thunderstorms this afternoon and then cooler air arise for Tuesday and Wednesday. Showers and thunderstorms from this afternoon into the evening hour. Some of those might be on the strong side with winds gusting up to 60, 70 miles an hour out in front of any of those storms that do develop. Afternoon highs today in the mid-70s, Colorado Springs, 81 in Pueblo. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight with cool morning starts in the low to mid-40s and slightly cooler tomorrow afternoon with a high of 69 degrees, Colorado Springs, 76 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.